Let the church say amen.
Amen.
I'm coming up. On the rough side of the mountain.
Amen.
Lord, I'm doing my best. Just to make it easy. That be it your deal this morning. Let's solicit the help of God and the prayers of the saints. Father, as we come this morning, no matter what we think, no matter how I feel, no matter how the congregation feels, no matter what's going on, God, we know it's all in your hands. Thank you, God, for watching over us and keeping us. And thank you, God, for such a time as this to be ready to hear what the Spirit is about to say to this church. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would give me strength to stand before your people, a frail person with a finite mind, yet open to the power of your Holy Spirit. Then, God, if you will do this thing, answer my prayer, the words of my mouth, and the meditation of my heart has been acceptable in your sight.
Yes.
God, I'll let you use me. I say what you want me to say.
Yes.
I say it the way you want me to say it. When it's all said and done, I'll sit down and turn it over into your hands.
Yes.
I pray this prayer and count it done by faith as always. In your Son Jesus' name I pray. Let the faithful of God say, amen.
Amen.
The Bible says the grass withers and the flower fades.
Yes.
But the word of the Lord will stand forever. If you will believe that, turn with me to the book of Daniel. Back in the book of Daniel. And I don't know why the devil is trying to play with me this morning. Amen. See, I know him. I know the Spirit of God, but I also know the devil trying to play with me this morning. Messing with these mics. I came out here Wednesday, Jeff and I. We were mics, and y'all didn't have an opportunity to come in and gesture. Nobody's been here, right? So tell me why I can't even hear my headset. I can barely hear them. Y'all hear whining. Amen. I know you do because I hear it. And now I'm reduced to this. But nevertheless, nevertheless, God is in control.
Amen.
Book of Daniel, 2nd chapter, 31st through 49th verse. This is a long passage. I'd like to read the majority of it. Can't preach it all. If you will, I'm going to get you to rest on your feet with me. Until God says something that's going to rest your heart. Y'all there?
Amen.
Second chapter of Daniel. And third verse. Read from the Authorized King James this morning. Says you, O king, were watching, and behold a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome. This image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly iron and partly clay. You watched while a stone was cut out, and without hands which struck the image on his feet of iron and clay, and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together, and became like chaff from the summer threshing floor. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream. Now we will tell the interpretation of it before the king. You, O king, are king of kings. For the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, or the beasts of the field, and the birds of the heaven, he has given them into your hands, and has made you ruler over them all. You are this head of gold. But after you shall arise another kingdom inferior to yours, which shall rule over all the earth, and the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters everything. And like iron that crushes, that kingdom breaks will break in pieces and crush all the others. Whereas you saw the feet and the toes, partly of the potter's clay and partly of iron. The kingdom shall be divided. Yet the strength of the iron shall be in him, just as you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay. And as the toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and fragile. As you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, and they mingled with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, and shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. And it shall stand forever, insomuch as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain, and the interpretation is sure. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face prostrate before Daniel and commanded that they should present an offering, an incense to him. The king answered Daniel and said, truly your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and the revealer of secrets. Since you could not reveal this secret, then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts, and he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and the chief administrator over all the wise men. Also, Daniel petitioned the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province, but Daniel sat in the gate of the king. You may take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Just for a little while, I'm going to talk on the subject, God did it. God did it. Look at your neighbor and say, God did it.
God did it.
I know you think we're doing it, but I'm here to tell you this morning that God did it.
Amen.
God did it. Let me say it again. God did it. As we've been talking about Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar being the very subject of these books. Daniel's an apocalyptic book. Amen. That means an end-time prophecy book. Most writers say that Daniel could not have written the books that he wrote because it was years before he went into exile, and that there's no way a man can understand what's going to happen in the future. Look at your neighbor and say, but God did.
God did.
Archaeologists actually found the site, the Dead Sea, where Daniel's scrolls show that he did write the book years before that the prophecy came to pass. So I'm here to tell you that God did. In the book of Daniel, he went into exile. It was the providence of God. It was the permissive will of God that Daniel go into exile. Amen. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in Judah, and they were serving God, and the people refused to hear God. So God sent them off into exile. Look at your neighbor again and say, God did. I know when you get in trouble in a bad situation, you think the devil did it, but sometimes God trying to get your attention, God did it. Amen. God sent them into exile, but do you know God always has a work? Amen. When he sent Daniel and his brothers into exile, well, not his blood brothers, but I'm just saying his brothers. Y'all know how we say brothers. Amen. But they sent them into exile, and now they're in training to be with the soothsayers, the magicians, and the charlatans of that day. Amen. And Daniel went on a fast. Y'all know about it. He proved to be stronger after 10 days just drinking water and eating vegetables. Ain't that right? And then he's in the king's court with some of the wise, what was supposed to be some of the wisest men there was. Y'all remember? That was the first sermon. Amen. Last week we talked about the fact that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. He had a nightmare. He could not remember the dream. Because y'all know God did. Look at your neighbor and say, God did.
Amen.
God caused him to dream a dream, and then God fixed it where he could not remember the dream. Then God did it when he called all his boys, amen, all the soothsayers, all the charlatans, all that day. He called Chaldeans, he called all the wise men in, and y'all know they couldn't do it, ain't that right? As a matter of fact, Brother Rogers, one of them said, no man on this earth can interpret somebody's dream unless they tell it. But I want you to look at your neighbor again one more time and say, God did it.
God did.
He called Daniel in. Daniel said, okay, give me a little bit of time. Let me work with this thing, and I'll go to my God, and God will answer my prayer. Amen. And Daniel goes in. He talks to the executioner by the name of Arioch. I want y'all to notice the difference between Arioch and Daniel. Daniel said, let me go talk to God. Then when God answered, I'm going ahead of myself. God
God did answer it, but Daniel didn't take the glory. He gave God the glory. But Arioch goes to the king and acts like he had discovered something. Daniel actually went to Arioch and said, let me go see the king to give me some time. Arioch went to the king and said, I found the man. I went, yeah, y'all know how y'all do it. When y'all help somebody out, you didn't do it. God didn't help you help them get on their feet. You know they did it all by themselves, don't you? Yeah, okay, all right, all right. Maybe y'all like that this morning. Maybe somebody to help you, you ain't got sense enough to say thank you. Maybe you ain't got sense enough to give them credit for what they did, but look at your neighbor and say, God did it.
God
all right, now here goes Daniel. After he goes before the king, and the king, you go before God, and then God tells him what the king dreamed. Then he told him the interpretation of the dream. This is where we pick up today, around verse 38, where the king's dream is being told. The king dreamed that he saw a statue, and in this statue, it had a head of gold. The head of gold, and then the next part of the body, the shoulders, and in that area was silver. And then around the breastplate, or around your waist, where you probably put your belt, that was bronze, amen. Then the legs were silver, amen. And then the toes were bronze, and the toes were clay and iron mixed. Amen. You say, well, that don't make no sense. Yes, it does. If you go down through time and begin to look at what's going on, I'm going to give you a quick history lesson, amen, and then I'm going to move on into the text, amen. The head of gold was Babylon. Babylon today is modern-day Iraq. Let me give you a date so y'all can Google it on your phone if you're trying to disprove Reverend Thompson, because I like when I study and then I give you something. Y'all say, that can't be so, because that'll make you study. Ain't that right? But Iraq, 606 to 539 B.C. was the Babylonian Empire where Nebuchadnezzar was king, and he saw the head of gold. Well, he didn't understand the head of gold was the fact that he was the king, or he was king all by himself. Nebuchadnezzar was a ruler. He didn't need advisors. What he said went. If he wanted to take you out, he would take you out. What he decided to do, not only in Babylon, but he ruled nations far from Babylon, and he ruled with an iron fist. Amen, somebody. Then the silver came when the Medes and the Persians came, 539 to 331 B.C. That's modern day Iran. Y'all know Iran and Iraq is in the news, ain't it right? Y'all think that it's just something that's happening. No, it's not happening. It's trying to let you know that the kingdom of God is soon to come, and that no matter what we do in the United States or in other countries to set policy to do, God is the God of history. Look at your neighbor and say, God did it. God did it. I know we think that men are doing it. You think that men are in control, and men think they're in control. Where they can stand on TV and set policies and lie and see people yesterday. You saw the people in Texas get killed, and you know good and well ain't no civilian got no business with no military assault rifle, amen, but yet folk keep on getting killed, and we ain't saying nothing about it. And finally they came yesterday and said that it was domestic terrorists. Y'all wish I had somebody. When brothers kill somebody, amen, if I was to kill somebody, I guarantee you, if I had shot those people yesterday, I bet you Michael Thompson would not have gotten out alive. Y'all seen people have mass shooting where one or two people get to shoot, and then the police kill them, amen. But then you got somebody who blow up something. They kill 10 people, 20 people, 30 people, walk into a mall, kill a whole lot of people, and then you get out alive. The devil is a liar. I want somebody to tell me why men of greed is in control and they think they're doing it. But look at your neighbor in this house today and tell them God did it. Let them keep on lying. Let them keep on talking. Let them keep thinking they're in control. And one of these days, God gonna show them that he is about to do it. God's representation on this earth is his church. And y'all know why we weak? We are weak because we weak in the pulpit. Because Negroes get in the pulpit and they scared to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, where men can legislate against what God has said about his church, about the family, about the way things ought to go. What God said is what God meant. I don't care what the Supreme Court said. I don't care what nobody said. As a matter of fact, I'm telling y'all, in this church right now, I walk away from church. I walk away from family. When you start doing it your way and not God's way, I got to go. When it comes time to vote on stuff and you're in car, you can vote, that's fine. But when it comes to the B-I-B-L-E, there is no vote. Michael Thompson does not compromise, and I do not play. What God said about the church, he meant about the church. What he said about the family, he meant about the family. That's right. That's why we weak.
That's right.
Church slipping back.
And men are scared to stand up and tell the truth. Scared to talk, pastor scared to talk to that congregation, scared to talk to deacons and trustees. Man, what you talking about? You might be in charge of your organization, but you better know that the pastor has to answer to God for the stewardship of everybody. Husband, you better quit playing with your wife and your children. You're going to give an account to God one of these days. If you have an address with a house with the roof over your head, the woman can say what she want to say, and children can do what they want to do, but men, it's time to stand up and start being men. Yeah, I know y'all don't want to talk to me, but that's all right. I sure came to talk to you. Here he is. Chest, silk, Medes and the Persians. The belly was bronze. The Greek Empire, Alexander the Great, who ruled 90%. You say, well, Pastor, if he ruled 90% of the world, why is it that his was just bronze? Because as the metals decreased in value, so did the morality of the people. Alexander the Great ruled everybody, but he started designating, Brother Jimmy, his power. If God ever put you in charge of something, you better stop delegating everything to everybody. There is accountability for somebody. And Alexander the Great ended up dying at the age of 33. Some say he drank himself to death. But in reality, what happened was they just poisoned the brother.
Right.
Yeah, because the generals wanted to be him. Yeah, okay, all right, all right. Then after that, the Roman Empire, during Jesus' time. The Roman Empire, their legs were beginning to deteriorate, and then the feet, their legs were iron, but the feet were iron and clay. Now look at this, iron and clay won't stick together. Anybody here got metal in your body? When somebody did God had to put you back together, you got a rod in your body somewhere, a stick in your heart. I'm trying to tell you that that's why you have to take medicine so you won't get infected, because you are made of clay. You are made of clay. Listen to me. You are the potter's clay. And when a doctor take a foreign object and put it in your body, got a name of metal, they do not come together. And it will make you sick if you don't take the medicine that the doctor gives you. Likewise in the spirit. You cannot take what God has given you on the inside and try to mix it with the immorality of men. Holiness and unholiness still have no business coming together. I'm going to say it one more time. When are we going to stand up and start being the church? Because holiness is still right. You cannot complain against God. You can't talk about God. Look at your neighbor and say, God did it. Amen. I just stopped by to tell you today that whatever situation you're in, you better know that God took care of you because God did it. Amen. I don't want to get happy, so I'm going back to the text because I'm feeling pretty good right now. But what happened was, after Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar about his dream, Nebuchadnezzar began to praise God. That's for somebody right there. Nebuchadnezzar was a Gentile king. Jesus Christ was the righteousness of God. What does that have to do with anything, Pastor? Yeah, I want you to know that the gospel went to the Jews first. And God went to Nebuchadnezzar, a Gentile man who did not believe in God, believed that he was a polytheistic person who believed in many gods and not one God, but yet God had mercy on him to set him on the throne. Did y'all not read that with me when Daniel told him that you are the head of gold and God has put you on the throne? Amen. And you are a mighty king above all kings. But see, what happened was that Nebuchadnezzar got big-headed. Whenever God give you a position, look at your neighbor and say, God did it. Nebuchadnezzar, in this book right here, in this chapter, you're going to see Sister Chloe, where he praised God, didn't he? He said, Daniel, your God is like no other God. Ain't that right? And he began to praise God. But he started praising Daniel. Then he put gifts in front of Daniel. Then he promoted Daniel. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that if you obey God and you do right, God will promote you right in the middle of folk who do not like you. Folk that's lying on you on your job. Folk in school trying to belittle you. Folk in church trying to undercut you and talk behind your back. God will make your enemies your footstool. Amen. So then look at this. When Daniel got promoted, Daniel didn't forget about his board, but he went back. He said, King, I got Shadrach, I got Meshach, and I got Abednego. Guys, y'all remember that when Daniel went in prayer, he needed his boys, didn't he? He went to his boys, and they had prayer. He didn't take all the credit for himself. I'm saying all this, promotion comes from God. Look at your neighbor and say, God did it. God did it. No matter what you're going through today, whatever you got your lot in life, tell me that God did it. I'm getting ready to go right now because I already feel good and I ain't really got time to play with you because y'all already know where I'm coming from. I'm trying to tell you that Pastor John Adolf said it like this. He got a group of people that he called Bugetto. Amen. Y'all know who Bugetto people is? Bugetto people are folk that are bougie, but they came from the ghetto. I wish I had some. You got two or three more blessings than what you used to have back in the day. Just because you put your liquor bottle down and somebody else still drank the liquor, that don't make you God, amen. Just because you don't sleep around like you used to, or you're sleeping around and don't nobody know about it, I want you to know that God did. I just want to fix it up in this house. Just because you've been in church all your life don't mean church been in you. The most devils I ever seen are the self-righteous devil that inside the church. Oh, ain't that nasty person up in the pulpit trying to preach, talking about how much Bible he know and ain't got no love in his heart. Folks sitting on deacon row who ought to be praying, but yet they see something wrong with that picture. Y'all sing in the choir. Sing in the choir. Supposed to be singing in the choir to lift up the glory of God. Y'all raise more hell in the choir than folk in the natural. Don't make no sense. But I just stopped by to tell you today that whatever you're going through, God did it. He woke you up this morning. Look at your neighbor and say, God did it. He put food on your table. Look at your neighbor and say, God did it. But you got a blood up this morning. Say, God did it. And you're in the unemployment line, but you still eating. Tell your neighbor that God did it. When you told that lie and didn't nobody know about it, tell your neighbor that God did it. When you got in folks' way, jumped in the bed with somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife, and yet they forgave you. Look at your neighbor, no matter how hard they hurt, and say, God did it.
That's right.
Everybody, I know. God did it. Everybody in the church want to take credit for what God has already done. Well, I wish I had somebody. Michael Thompson can't take credit for the gospel that's already been written. But I know that God did it. God did it because the gospel is the power unto God, the salvation to those who do believe. Tell your neighbor, God did it. I don't care whether you amen me. I don't care whether you like me. I just stopped by to tell you that God did it. He fixed it for the Babylonians. He fixed it for the Medes and the Persians. He fixed it for the Greeks. And he fixed it for the Romans. Now, when the Romans got in charge, what they did was they had a democratic process like us, democratic republic, where they put folk in charge. Yeah. And just like the United States of America, we have a system where folk can vote. And they're right, and the people are supposed to be in charge. But the devil is a liar. Those who are in charge got all the money. Those who are in charge got all the power. The men who are setting up that we vote in office, in Senate and Congress, do you know that they got all the health care that they need? Yeah. Do you know that their children can go to school for free?
Yeah.
Do you know that while they're trying to hold you down, you're working on a job, doing all you can, they're trying to make ends meet, but somehow, some way, when people keep messing with you, you still eating. Look at your neighbor and say, God did it. Have you ever worked so hard that you can't enjoy what you have because the money is not meeting up? Look at your neighbor and say, God did it. I'm known today when I tell you that when all those kingdoms got crushed, they talked about, Daniel talked about a stone that was going to come down off the mountain and crush all the other heads. Amen. That was him, Jesus Christ. In Luke 1:33, it talked about a kingdom that was going to come that was not going to have any end. Jesus Christ rolled down the hill.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ perplexed all governments. He perplexed folk that was in religious circles who did not have God on the inside of them. Jesus Christ, who went to a prostitute, said, daughter, don't worry about it. Your sins have forgiven you. Sin no more. Where religious church folk turn their nose up at them. Jesus Christ, the one who saw the blind man. In the book of John chapter 9, the Bible says that Jesus took him, spit on the ground and took some clay, Brother Seneca, put it on his eyes, amen. And the man began to see. Y'all know what happened? Them old Bugello religious folk turned their nose up. They said, why is this man blind? Is he blind because his parents sinned? Who is this man that healed you? The man said, I don't know who he was, but all I know is that he did it for me. Look at your neighbor, because y'all still acting Bugello this morning. God knows who you are and where you came from. If you would just look back over your life to see where God has brought you from. I'm not the only one in this church of the testimony. Some of y'all didn't know the when or the where. Some of y'all didn't know how to do right. Look at the neighbor said, but God did. God blessed you with the liquor bottle in your hand. Some of y'all was in the club. Some of y'all was at the Stepstone 62 and the left generation was at Surfside. Some folks was at Pat Jam. But I'm here to tell you that God did it and loved it. Right. Some of y'all right now, cigarettes in your car. God still bless you. Some folks are gonna step a cigarette, they got a blood in the car, amen. I told Brother Seneca this morning downstairs, if it wasn't for the grace of God and the power of the Holy Ghost, y'all Negroes and Archie Ball would have me drinking Hennessy. But God! But God!
Church members, amen. And I wish I had you. I wish I had somebody.
that's you. You can't live like you really want to live. You don't have to tell me all your business, but if you come up here and pray with me, I promise you God will bless you. God said if you ask, he'll do it. If you seek, he'll do it, not yourself. If you're not, God will do it for you. And if you come and touch the free, well, somebody come and touch the free, this young lady, what, two or three are gathered, God's in the midst. When you come this morning, let me give you something to pray for. Matthew chapter 16, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you stop today, pastor can't stop it. You can't stop it, and your neighbor can't stop it. Are we all stuck? Look at somebody one more time, tell them God did it. God made a way, God did it. Church and agree with one another, and whatever you're going through, whatever you need, and God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you're going to have open up to see. Then those of us who've been on the battlefield for a long time. Amen. I ain't just start doing it. I've been on the battlefield for a long time. I know. Because the devil tried to kill me. Can I tell you when God is doing something in your life? When you catch the hell on every hand, but you're doing right. You know you're doing right. You know you're not the same person you used to be, but yet everything is going the back way.
Thank God.
I'm trying to tell you, God did it.
That's right.
But God is trying to weed out you the fact that what the money you make, you think that's your God. God can show you that without money, he still can feed you. Without money, he still can pay your bills. You think you need your best, and you think you need your husband, you think you need your wife, and it's good to have them, but what if they go home and read the law? I love my wife and I love my children, but if God leaves me here, I ain't jumping in the casket with them. Right. Y'all see y'all on top. Y'all look at the real anymore. Because God takes the glory, takes place and talks to she. I know she ain't trying to do it. She better go ahead on and eat that chicken and go on and do what she got to do. Amen. Whenever she built up, don't let no Negro take what she already worked for. I told you y'all ain't ready for me this morning. I'm not playing church this morning. Y'all stop walking up in this church, limping up in this church, limping out the church. You sick, you sour, you sore, you go and eat something, and you keep letting the devil run over your life. You better stand up today and begin to tell God what you need and bad folk up off of your life. I wish somebody would take control of their life up in here. God did it. And he's still doing it. There's a song that said, I'm gone. I won't complain. Y'all know the song, don't you? Man said he has some good days and some bad days. He said sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. But he said, I still won't complain. Is it right? Then he goes to the church, I'm gone. Evelyn Tarantino, age, said God did. Everything that happened to me. She said that was good, God did. Well, I agree with that partly, but I don't. Some bad stuff I went through, I found out God was doing it. She said, he woke me up this morning, turned me around, placed my feet on what? Everything that happened to me, that was good. Father, as you come now, everything we all know, everything we're not, it's all because of you. God, teach us to be in your holy will. Seeking after your word and seeking after your way. Because we know, God, that whatever happens, you are in control. God, I solicit you now. I ask each person who's holding the hand of their neighbor, God, that you allow them to begin to speak on behalf of their neighbor. God, today, they're sick amongst us, and we need your healing. God, there's some under the sound of my voice who are depressed. They're doing everything they can, God, to try to serve them. Yes. But yet the devil is on every hand.
Yes, sir.
God, we ask you now to remember this church.
Please do, Paul.
As you remember all churches. First of all, God, forgive us for what we do where we try to take credit.
Please do, Paul.
We understand that whatever happens in this church, God, you did it. Yes. Thank you, God, for the fact that whatever's going on in our family, we turn them over into your hands, God, because everything's good. Don't happen there. God, you're going to do it. Yes. We ask you now, God, to bless those under the sound of my voice who really want to come. For whatever reason, God, they couldn't come. God, I know that you can reach, that your blood still works.
Yes.
You can
can go down to the Lord's valley, where people feel like they don't have a friend in the world. And God, you can touch them. You can go to the palace, God, and touch anybody you want to. God, we just need you in this church today. I'm praying a prayer for somebody who's scared to pray for themselves. Some folk need health, and some folk need finances. Some folk just need mercy. Some folk need relief so they can sleep. Some folk need reconciliation in their family. Some folk just need forgiveness of sins. God, whatever we need, we know that you've got it and that you will do it. God, in this church, as I get ready to leave, I ask you to hear the prayers of your children. As we cry to you, cover us, God, in your blood, and keep us as we get ready to leave this place. Thank you, God, for everything you've got for us, everything you're going to do. We never take credit for your word. Then, God, I step back. These are your people. As we get ready to leave this place, but never from your presence.
Yes, sir.
God, you can speak to them in the name of Jesus. Anything you try to divide the church and that family, God, we ask you right now, Lord, that you will step in. Now, God, my prayer for your people is this, that the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus.